Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Adam McKelvey is a longtime Brewers.com beat writer covering the Milwaukee Brewers and in Kansas City, where he's maybe enjoying barbecue. I don't know. Better barbecue, Adam. Kansas City, St. Louis, Texas. Ooh. How do you rank it?
Well, I have something unpopular to say.
What?
I don't dislike barbecue. I have nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with barbecue. But I am like the wrong guy to ask about the best barbecue, because barbecue is always like, for me, it's like, oh, yeah, that was good. That was good. But I'm never like, oh.
It's all about how you cook the barbecue. Down in Kansas City, they've got some great burnt ends. It's about how you cook it. You don't want it to be dry, right? So you want the meat to be moist. And then the sauce.
Oh, yeah,
ooh,
the sauce is boss.
What sauce are they putting on there? You're right, the sauce is boss. As a kid, my grandparents were down in Kansas City, and we'd go down there, and so we'd always go out for some good barbecue and burnt ends back
okay,
in the day.
Okay, well, I would sacrifice barbecue for a Brewers wins. They've been a little snake bit here, Adam, and I know we asked every week about Christian Yelich when he's coming back, but now it appears like there's at least signs of steadier progress with the Brewers outfielder, whom they desperately need. Oh, I think we lost our connection with Adam. So he was in the cage hitting in Kansas City, which I think is a good sign, ultimately. I've had back issues. I'm sure many of our listeners have had back issues. You don't want to have repeat back issues. That's the problem here. So I know they're taking their time with Christian Yelich, but if you're looking for a way to infuse a little life in your offense, well, having your best player is probably going to help that out a little bit.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. So, but, you know, he's talked about it before that at least they know the injury, so they kind of know how to work it, and they know a little bit about the time frame from the past experience. But, yeah, we'll see on that. I just want to know the coffee order for everybody. They had the rookies out there making a run to Starbucks the other day.
Yeah, so this is like a yearly thing, and we'll get Adam back on the line here. So every time the Brewers go to Wrigley Field, there's a Starbucks right there in Wrigleyville. So it's a parade of rookies in full uniform, by the way. After getting the order in the clubhouse, they head out, and in full uniform, they're walking through, you know, the areas around Wrigley and picking up coffee at Starbucks. And then Brewers fans are walking by, and there's selfies, and they're just kind of yucking it all up. Adam, first of all, is there a media order with the coffee? And secondly, how on this team of Brewers do you determine who needs to go get the coffee? Everybody's young.
Well, it's usually rookie status that determines it. And there was no Chris Hook actually asked if I wanted to put in an order. And I said, I don't know what the ethics are. We would have to consult Major League history. And I don't know how that worked. And I thought it was better to just stay away. We got our own media Starbucks order. The cool thing, that Starbucks is a weird one. You order and it's not even a storefront. It's like a window. And there's people back there making drinks, but you don't really interact with them. You just do the mobile order and then you literally pick it up from this kiosk.
See, the mobile order is the best, though. It just saves you time. It's all about the convenience. Boom, boom. You know, you don't have to talk to him. Just give him a thumbs up, like, hey, thanks.
Yeah, but
thanks, man.
It spares. It's in the old days, the rookies would have to actually walk into the Starbucks full uniform, walk up to the counter, order from a person, and it was a whole ordeal. The Wade Mileys of the world believe that the rookies nowadays have it way too easy compared to some of the stuff that they used to do that just isn't exactly allowed in the modern workplace.
Yeah, and maybe they do.
Yeah. So the guys now have it pretty easy.
I had noted before we lost you there for a second, Adam, that Christian Yelich was at least in a cage taking batting practice. So steady signs of progress here. Is that a fair way to look at it?
Yeah, and look, the back is, we've talked about this a couple of times, you never know. It's good when it's good, and it can change quickly. But yesterday he was out taking batting practice on the field, which is a very good sign, because that's typically the last step before you are, you know, good to go again. So they're discussing whether to send him someplace to play, get a couple at bats in a minor league game. I think Yelich's tendency is to just come straight back after, you know, seeing some what you can do in the cage and BP, just to get the eyes active again. And they're going to make that decision, I think, shortly. But I don't know if it's before we leave Kansas City here that he's back in there. But I would anticipate at home, Christian Yelich is back in the lineup one of those days.
I'm normally focused on our team, just talking about the Brewers. But you're down there in Kansas City for the game tonight, and one of the guys on the KC team, Alex Marsh, he's from Milwaukee. What can you tell us about him?
Well, yeah, he's from Milwaukee, and according to J.R. Radcliffe from the Journal Sentinel, I'm going to take credit. He's a long time ago MLB.com intern.
Oh.
According to him, it's Bob Uecker the last time that a city player made it to the big leagues, like a city conference ball player. So that shows you how rare it is for a player from our area, can make it this far. So it is a very cool story. And there is obviously there's good baseball in Wisconsin, and there's a number of players in the big leagues right now. From Wisconsin. The last couple of years, probably the biggest draft picks are Jared Kelenic and Gavin Lux, players who are still both, trying to gain a foothold in the major leagues, but were big-time prospects and big-time draft picks. So it's really cool to see a player from, the city of Milwaukee make it this far. And, it doesn't happen very often if you're talking about going back to Bob Uecker.
Pretty amazing stuff. Brewers and Royals tonight, game two of this three-game series. They'll try and snap a three-game losing streak tonight. Adam McAlvey is with the team in Kansas City. Be careful of the cicadas, Adam. They're out. Missouri's one of the states. They're already starting to hatch and make their presence felt. Just be careful down there.
I did not know that. I will make sure to keep my mouth closed as I'm walking around.
Okay, good thinking. Adam McAlvey joins us every week here on Wisconsin's Midday News. Thank you, Adam. We'll check in again soon.
All right, see you guys.
He'll hear them when they're close.
Yeah, right, and you just know the crunch. It's 11:44 on WTMJ. It's also Tech Tuesday here on Wisconsin's Midday News. Apple with a big event today. What's it all about? We'll find out after this.